Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Thanks to Student Flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669. Sweet dreams are
made of these. Oh, the mainstream media, they'd have you believe that it's cause to celebrate. Happy International Share Your Dream Day. Oh yeah, what zany dream did you have last night? Share it with the world. I'm sorry, there's nothing more boring. And we put out before on 131060, if you, maybe you've had a dream so unbelievable that it literally is worth sharing. We'll put 30 seconds on the clock. If you can get through the whole 30 seconds without me buzzing you out, me falling asleep, me vomiting into the bin, then movie tickets are all for you. Now, what I didn't sort of foresee is the poor producers out there. Now, I've never seen them look so white and gaunt in my life. They've had to go through a lot of boring dream stories. Now, correct me if I'm wrong out there, Producer Jack and Producer Felix, but I'm not speaking out of phrase here. Like, most people don't like listening to dream stories, right? Like, because sometimes I miss the mark a little bit. The whole of Australia's going, oh, yas, queen, preach, hate dream stories, right? That's the consensus. They're not going, what are you talking about? Oh, I love listening to dream stories.
No. I don't like listening to them, but I love telling them.
You're part of the problem. You need to think outside your own vessel sometimes. If you don't like listening to them, chances are when you're enjoying telling someone, they're experiencing what you feel when you don't like listening to it.
I don't care.
Many people like spurting their dream stories. This has to stop. International Dream Day, 131060. Can you beat 30 seconds on the clock? You tell your dream, you hook us in with the juicy details that never happened in real life. Movie tickets are all yours if you can last on the line for 30 seconds. Now, Jade from Townsville, you're first up. I like the little producer's note here. It says, dreamt that you were on a boat. I mean, I've been on a boat, right? I've been on a boat in real life. And I tell stories for a living. And I've never even thought about sharing my boat story. That's how boring it is in real life, let alone in the dream realm.
Yeah, well, I was out on the boat in the middle of absolutely nowhere, but I was all on my own, and then I fell over, and when I got back up after falling over, there were millions of people on the boat, and I freaked out because all of a sudden there were people, and then the dream just changed, and then all of a sudden I was driving.
I'm going to lower down that fader for a second there, because that was very boring. Very boring indeed. Even in real life, I wouldn't have bat a lash in real life had that happened. Let alone the dream sphere. This is what I'm talking about. Nadia in Canberra. You've passed stage one, sitting through Jade from Townsville's boring dream story. Thank God I lowered that fader down. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you, okay, Nadia? You think your dream's got what it takes?
Yes, I do, because I have had the best dream ever. I had a dream which felt so realistic. It was a dream of Ariana and I being best friends. And in this dream, she took me out on tour with her. We shared clothes. We did makeup together. It was the best. And it just really felt...
I'm just going to lower down that fader. Yeah, I mean, you could even hear, like, she genuinely believed that it was a cool dream. Me and Ariana Grande were friends, and then she went, ha, like, expecting me to be like, oh, cool, awesome. Like, you could bring Ariana's best friend in the studio right now. We'd pre-record an interview, and you know what we'd go? We'd go, that's a little boring. I don't think that's good to air. We need Ariana the person, not Ariana's best friend. Very boring in real life as well. I'm sorry, Nadia. I've got to call a spade a spade. Sienna in Cairns on 131060. Apparently yours is in the top couple of dream stories. God knows what didn't get to air. God knows the stories the producers have had to say, sorry, but your boring dream story is too boring for the boring dream segment. Anyway, Sienna, CC, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, 30 seconds on the clock. You get to the full end with your dream story. Hook us in. Start with something juicy. Don't say, I was on a boat and I fell over. I met Ariana Grande. Like, you need to hook us from the start. Go for it.
Okay, so I was actually pregnant, really heavily pregnant, and I dreamt that my husband left me, and he left me to go and buy one shoe, and I'm left standing there watching him buy one shoe through this big, massive glass window, feeling devastated and unable to do anything.
All right, now I'm just going to lower that down for half a second there. I mean, I got quite excited about the one shoe. The one shoe, I pricked up my ears a little bit, and don't get me wrong, I want to hear a good story here. I'm not doing it for zany gags and like, oh, you don't get through like a power play. I want someone to get to the end of this. The shoe very much excited me, but then she started talking too much about her. I want to know more about the shoe. That's the thing. People who like to spread out their dreams, they make it too much about themselves. Jazzy, you're the last person on 131060 from Geelong.
Okay.
All right. Easy there, J-Train. Now, you've heard what not to do, okay? You've learned a couple of lessons along the way. If it features a single shoe in the dream, pay attention to that shoe. That's very interesting stuff. Don't talk about how you felt looking at your husband with the single shoe. Okay? I'm trying to help out here.
All right. I've got this. So it all started. It was a really terrible night. My house got bombed. My parents died. My sister died. I only had my dog left. I escaped the house alive. And then an alien invasion came down. I had to fight all the aliens. I became a secret agent spy. And to save the day, to save the planet, I had to jump through a ring of fire with my dog. And that is my dream.
I mean, it's a great dream, but it didn't last 30 seconds.
Oh.
Do it. Yeah. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Buddy Lakey. DJ, switch on the beat. Bass and bounce. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
We've had a DM over the past couple of days, and we've been backing and forthing with this anonymous lady. And we just played the message just before. Now, she will be unnamed, but no doubt she's listening in with both ears right now, figuring what to do next. Long story short, she works with a guy in an office, and she's had suspicions for a while that the guy kind of liked her. She's not into him, says he's a bit of a creepy guy, not very attracted to him, all of that kind of thing. Just kind of being nice, civil, like, haha, yes, oh, how was your weekend, that kind of thing. Turns out over last weekend that this bloke in question has super liked her on Tinder. Now, there's no hiding from a super like. You go right to the top of that person's messages on the app, and she knows. And he knows she knows. And she knows he knows she knows. What does she do? She doesn't want to accept the super like. She doesn't want to go on a date with him. She wants nothing more to do with him. But she works with this bloke the whole time. Very awkward. Do you let the man down slowly? Do you rip it off like a Band-Aid? Do you just ignore it altogether? Now, we've had our say, 131060, putting it out to the peeps, Phil, in Canberra. What do you think she should do?
Yeah, so she should totally tell him in the next conversation that he's like a brother to her. Oh. And just rip that Band-Aid fully off.
Okay, so even bypass the friend zone, go straight to the family zone.
Yeah, straight to the family zone.
Goodness, man. It's always, like, I don't want to, like, cast too much judgment, but the second I hear about a creepy guy who's a woman's not into, I immediately go to the dark doldrums of creepiness. He's, like, all pasty and, like, a moustache that's never been shaved but isn't quite fully grown. And, like, these kind of people, sometimes they'll prosper on that. Like, you give them 6 foot of friend zone, they'll find a 7 foot ladder. That's my only qualm with this kind of thing. But I don't mind you thinking. The friend zone is a good little trick. Used time and time again, and it's a classic. It's worked before. Adele, in Melbourne, what do you think anonymous lady should do?
I think she should tell him that she's met somebody on Tinder, so she's with someone, just make up some random and get him away from her.
Right. Now, first of all, there's a very rapid change up from being super likable one weekend to in a committed relationship a couple of days later. But
well, you can always be on Tinder while you're seeing someone, like, until you make it official.
Oh, I see. A little insight into your personality and dating life, cheeky. I understand. Okay, it's not a bad one. Zach in Sydney on 131060. So far, we've had friend zone and just say you've got a boyfriend, the rapid turnaround from the weekend. What do you reckon?
Mate, I reckon she should just rip the Band-Aid off. I've been in the guy's situation, and I reckon she should just say to him, look, I'm not interested, so that he can go out and do what I've done, which is now find the love of his life.
Oh, goodness gracious. Something very bizarre happening there. But yeah, I pick up what you're putting down. Zach was once upon a time viewed as that creepy man, shunned from society, figuring that there was no light at the end of the tunnel. And now all of a sudden he's back in love, riding the love train. Everything happens for a reason, Slippery Z. You there now?
Yeah, mate.
There. Onward forward, and congratulations to finding the love of your life. All right, the Band-Aid situation, it hurts at the start, but as we've seen, case in point with Special Z, you can bounce back. You'll find someone. There's a creep out there for every creep. Paris, wrap this up on 131060.
I reckon she should say
Hang on, what a twist. I thought this was a female. Sorry, hang on, go on.
Hey, I talk to you every morning, nearly. Used to.
Sorry. Bizarre. Have I mentioned that I thought it was a female before to you? Because when I see Paris in the system, I'm imagining some sort of hot blonde chick.
Well, whatever you want to fantasize is fine by me.
Ooh, I'll raise you. Hello, Paris Hilton. What do you think she should do?
I reckon she should say that she's a lesbian.
A lesbian? Drop the L-bomb. Okay, once again, very, very quick turnaround, isn't it? From going to swiping dudes on the weekend, 3 days later, having the classic switch, batting for the other team. The thing about a creepy man is a creepy man loves the thought of a lesbian. If he's got a crush and then finds out she's a lesbian, he's taking 3 days off work and coming back with tennis elbow. It may go up in flames. Thank you for the advice. Shit, no doubt she's listening in.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Thanks to Student Flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.